my name is Dustin, and you are listening to episode 33 of Secret Grasp, a paranormal podcast about the strange and mysterious aspects of our world. Today, I'm going to be going over some Disney-specific Mandela effects. So in a previous episode, I explained all about what Mandela effects are, and this episode is all about Mandela effects that specifically relate to various movies and intellectual property of the Disney company. This episode is going to be kind of a really visual one, so if you can, I would recommend watching on YouTube. I'm going to leave a link to that in the description, but otherwise, I'm going to try and describe everything as best as possible, and you can use your imagination. But what I'm going to do is, we've got a couple of quizzes on BuzzFeed that I'm going to be drawing off of this. So if you want to look at these yourself, one is called, "You May Love Disney, But I Bet This Mandela Effect Quiz Gets the Best of You." And the other one is called, "Did the Mandela Effect Get the Best of You in These Disney Movies?" So this is what we're going to base it off of. This is kind of like the most comprehensive list. If I did my own list, I'd basically just kind of take these anyway. So I might as well just use this and give credit to BuzzFeed for this. So the first Mandela Effect is in the movie The Sword in the Stone. What was the sword stuck in? Was it a stone or an anvil? You'd think, because the movie is called The Sword in the Stone, that logically it would be stuck in a stone, but no, it's actually an anvil. Next, which is the correct line that the evil queen says in Snow White? "Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?" Or "Magic mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?" So this one, from my childhood, I specifically remember "mirror, mirror on the wall," but just from doing enough Mandela Effect research, I know it's actually a magic mirror. I might have mentioned this in the Mandela Effect episode as well. What is this character's name? And it's Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians. And below it, one of them says Cruella de Vil. The last name is spelled D-E space V-I-L. And the other one, her last name is spelled D-E V-I-L-L-E. I think most people go with the L-L-E, but apparently in the movie, the correct spelling is D-E space V-I-L, which is kind of weird, but whatever. I guess that's the point of Mandela effects. Okay, what is the correct Beauty and the Beast DVD color cover? So one of them says Disney's with apostrophe S, and the other one just says Disney Beauty and the Beast. So is it Disney's Beauty and the Beast or Disney Beauty and the Beast? And I'm pretty sure that it's singular Disney. Yeah, it is. Even though I think most people, logically it makes sense for it to be apostrophe S because the movie is Disney's property. So you would think it's like Disney's Beauty and the Beast, but not the case. Okay. Which of these is the actual scene in The Jungle Book? So one of these, Baloo is dancing with an orangutan. He's got a coconut on his face, and he's wearing a coconut bikini kind of bra with a grass skirt. And the other one, he's just like a bear in a grass skirt, and there's no coconut bra. I actually haven't seen The Jungle Book, so this one doesn't really affect me. I think most people think it's this one, though, but yeah, it's actually just he's going bare-chested, totally topless. Which of the following is the correct lyric? This is referencing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. So one is, "Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work we go." And the other one is, "Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's home from work we go." And everybody that I've ever known has sung it as "off to work we go." But as you can see, if you're watching the video version of this, you can see that, like, the sun is kind of setting behind them. And I'm pretty sure they are going home from work. Yeah, that's correct. Okay, next. Does Mickey have a tail in Steamboat Willie? Well, first of all, I don't think this is Mickey. I think this is Steamboat Willie, who's a distinctly different character. But I think the answer is yes, even though that kind of looks like they photoshopped that on. Yeah, so Mickey does have a tail in Steamboat Willie, if you believe it's really Mickey Mouse in Steamboat Willie. Up for debate. What hats were the Tweedles wearing in Alice in Wonderland? So in one picture, they've got flags on their hats, and the other, they've got kind of like propeller things. I think most people are kind of familiar with the propeller hats. I've never actually seen hats with flags on it like this, but It is actually the flags, which is really weird. I think even if you look up like a Tweedle's Alice in Wonderland costume for Halloween or something on Google, it'll do the propeller hats, so, which is really weird. The Mandela effect even affects like costumes and stuff based on actual movie characters. It's kind of strange. Okay, while we're on the subject of Alice in Wonderland, which of these is the correct Cheshire quote, Cheshire Cat quote? The first one is, most everyone is mad here. And the other one is, we're all mad here. I actually don't remember what this one is. So the correct answer is, most everyone is mad here. But apparently most people think it's, we're all mad here. Can you see Cinderella's ears in the movie? Yes or no? One picture, she has ears. And the other picture, she's got like the basic shape of ears, but there's no like detail inside the ear. And the correct answer is no. You can't see Cinderella's ears at any point in Cinderella. Finally, which of these Disney castles is correct? So let's see. It's the flags that are pointing different ways on one versus the other. So on the one picture, all of the flags are blowing in one direction to the left, like the wind is all blowing it one way. And in the other one, the flags on the left are blowing to the left and the flags on the right are blowing to the right, which I don't think could physically happen in real life. Maybe if a breeze was blowing like straight at the castle and then split off. I can't think of any other way to do it. So I'm going to say the unintuitive one is probably the one that's actually correct. So we're going to go with this one. No, it was actually all blowing the right way. Wow, interesting. So if you pick the correct answers, you would have got 11 out of 11. I got that last castle one wrong, so I got 10 out of 11, but it says that I got better than 98% of all other quiz takers. Totally not because I've already been researching these Mandela effects, just off the top of my head. Okay, so let's go to the second test. These are both written by the same person, by the way. Audrey Engvelson, if you're wondering if that helps you find this article for yourself. There's 403 comments on this first one. I wonder how mad people are. The book says we're all mad here, so not really a Mandela effect, but remembering the book rather than the original animated Disney version. Same with Mirror Mirror, which is in the original Grimm's Fairy Tale. Oh, good comment. JDP487C24A2A. Very good point. I'm sure there's other stuff in here. So that's... maybe that's part of why these are Mandela effects then, is that because Disney stuff is often based on older folktales or actual books from the past, then you might actually be remembering it from the book if you've read it differently than the movie. But let's go to the second test, or the second, yeah, quiz. But we're that one. So the first one is the same thing. It's the magic mirror on the wall, so we'll skip that. Whoa, did I just Mandela effect myself? No, so most of these are just the same. Wow, this is really lazy of them. I thought this was two entirely different quizzes. So the same author made one post in 2019, and then she did the same post in April 2021, and like 90% of the things are the same. Okay, so we did those ones, we did those ones. This one's different. In The Three Little Pigs, what do you remember the big bad wolf threatening to do? I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in. So this one is probably another one of those cases of where the book and Disney say different things. So I'm guessing, I've always thought he said blow your house down, so I'm guessing at Disney said blow your house in. Did it tell me what it was? No, they don't actually give me the answer in this one. They just say what people think the answer is. So I actually don't know what the answer to that is. Which coat do you remember Cruella wearing in 101 Dimensions? We've got plain fur or spotted fur. The answer to this one is actually plain fur. Yeah, 84% of people said plain fur, which is kind of weird because why would she be specifically getting Dalmatian fur to make a coat from if it's not going to have the Dalmatian pattern on the outside? Seems kind of counterintuitive. Okay, this is scrolling weird, so I just want to make sure that I didn't miss any. Okay, and we've got the Disney logo again. Let's see. Do you remember Tinkerbell flying through the title card with her pixie dust? The answer is yes, but she doesn't actually appear in the intro. Okay, so they got the answers here. So let's see. So the Big Bad Wolf tells the three little pigs that he'll blow their house in. If you've got a Disney Plus subscription, you can go look that up for yourself. Cruella DeVille's coat is plain without spots in the movie, which is weird. Okay, so that's going to be it for the Disney Mandela effects. If you like this, go ahead and leave a like if you're on YouTube, or if you are listening to the podcast, go ahead and click the follow button or subscribe or whatever is on your particular platform. In the future, I'm going to cover a whole bunch of different topics like ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, and lots more. So I'd really appreciate if you subscribe to the podcast and come back and check out some of my future episodes, because that will really help support the podcast. And if you like these Mandela effects, there's all kinds of other specific topics. There's like music Mandela effects from popular songs. I could do stuff like that. Just let me know. But that's it for this one. So thanks for listening. We'll be in touch soon.